The value of the U.S. dollar has fallen about 11% against global currencies in the last year. And last week at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said a weaker dollar is good for U.S. trade. That goes against longstanding U.S. policy and the words of his own boss. Here's President Trump speaking on Thursday.
We are doing so well. Our country is becoming so economically strong again, and strong in other ways, too, by the way, that the dollar is going to get stronger and stronger. And ultimately, I want to see a strong dollar.
Mnuchin said that his comments were taken out of context. Jill Schlesinger is business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Her podcast is Better Off. She joins us. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
And let's start with the upside here. What did Steve Mnuchin mean when he said a weak dollar is good in some ways, even though he now says his comments were taken out of context?
Yeah, they weren't taken out of context. He just actually said something that most officials don't acknowledge, and that is when the value of the dollar falls, it does make U.S. exports cheaper. So, you know, again, if you think about what do we export, say a Boeing airplane, it becomes a cheaper option for Europeans who may otherwise buy, say, a European-made Airbus plane. Mm. And the result is really good for U.S. manufacturers and exporters. It can also improve the trade balance. Of course, conversely, for those who, like me, who drink too much imported scotch, we may want to switch to domestic bourbon because that's going to be cheaper as the dollar falls. It doesn't matter if it's made in Kentucky, but it does matter if it is made in the Highlands.
What has been causing the dollar to decline in value?
Yeah, I mean, it's really sort of confounding because remember, last year we had three Federal Reserve interest rate hikes. And, you know, what's really usually occurring is that when we have central bank tightening with solid economic growth, that usually does strengthen the currency. It's not what has happened this time. And lots of different explanations. But the one that seems most prevalent when I talk to economists is they say, look, growth in Europe and Japan have improved much more than expected in the last year or so. That has prompted the central banks in those areas to shift from their very loose monetary policy to somewhat tighter policy. It's made those currencies more desirable than the greenback.
So why does the U.S. have this longstanding strong dollar policy if there are upsides to a weak dollar?
Yeah, I think this comes from the 90s. And you know, people don't probably remember that 1994 was a really bad year for bond investors. There were some crazy currency things that were going on. Then Secretary of State, Treasury Secretary Robert Rubin, he basically started talking about this thing called the strong dollar policy. And I think it was just meant to discourage other countries from devaluing their currencies to gain that competitive edge. And since then, this so-called strong dollar policy, it's consisted, but it's really just statements by the government. It hasn't really translated into specific actions. And so that's really what you need to know when they say talk up the dollar, talk down the dollar. It's just yammering. It doesn't really mean they've done anything.
Jill, I'm a Macallan person myself when we're talking about scotch.
That is why we get along so well here.
Why do we keep meeting for coffee? We need to go out for a drink. Jill Schlesinger, a business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Thank you.
Take care.